Yeah, 57A on the bottom. We started with the story last week. We'll go a little more into it this week. So the story was, we had somebody named Yisachar. This Yisachar was a Kohen Gadol, and he did something wrong. He used to wrap up his hand in silk to serve at the Beis HaMikdash, Aser. And the story we read last week was how it ended up being punished. So what happened was, we're reading it in this version of Pesachim, very similar, but not exactly the same Gemara in Krisis, the end of Krisis. The last three lines on 57A, and it says that this, Ma'isalka b'Yisacha. What happened to this Yisacha? Amri, they said that here, it doesn't say a name. Malko Malkas Aviyasvi. There was a king and a queen. The bottom, three lines to the bottom. So now we said last time, if you remember, Croesus, the same Gemara, added a name and gave him a name of Yanai. Here the Gemara does not say the word Yanai. Here it just says, Malko Malkas Aviyasvi. There was a king and a queen sitting. Malka the king said, Amar Gadiyoy. The goat, the kid, is a better food than the lamb meat. But the Malkasa, she disagreed, whereas the queen said, Imriyoy, she said that the Shepsala is a better one. The lamb, that's a lamb. Amri Mai Muchas, what are we going to do? So they called him the Kohen Gadol. Why are they calling the Kohen Gadol? It says, the Kamase Kabanas Kayoyme. He deals with Kabanas the whole day. He'll know what's better. Asa Iyu, and he said, and he waved his hand. And in the end, we said the story last week, because he's waved his hand at the king, and he disagreed with the king. If you look at this Rashi last week, top of the line, on the Amabez, Achve Biyada, he waved his hand, Lashon Tzchaik, and the king got upset with it, and the king said, Aim Sedamalcha, look at this Lashon Rashi on the left side. Loidai Shaloyama Moisi, according to Rashi over here, not like Rashi in Croesus, his first mistake was he disagreed with the king. Loidai Shaloyama Loyama Moisi, Elishamar, Achve Lashon Tzchaik, a double whammy. First, he didn't agree with me, and he waved his hand. Yisachar Kohen Gadol lost both his hands based on this story. And we said last week, that's a very strange thing. When do you ever have two people fighting over, depends on your age, it depends on your background, taste great, less filling. Right? Taste great, less filling. That's not even two taste, right? So the idea is, you're having a king and a queen fight over taste? It's a silly thing. Okay, there's no such thing as fighting over taste. If you decide you like the challenge here as opposed to the different challenge, it's not a fight. So we asked last week, what were they fighting about? And more we said, why are you bringing the Kohen Gadol? What's up with bringing the Kohen Gadol? So last week we didn't say, but Reb Hash said it on his own, and as people say it, you can't be fighting over stamazach of taste. So he said they're fighting over the health of what's more healthier. What's more healthier? Again, even a fight like health, you could have excuses why the Gemara would bring it down. But you could understand a king and a queen fighting with each other over health. They each one either wants the other one to be healthy or doesn't want the other one to be healthy. Depends on how much they like each other. Right? So you have the two of them fighting over the health. That would be a simple way of learning it. I said it to Ravelli Friday night, and that's when I realized Meir Shogavait with this. There's a fascinating interpretation here. And it's by the Reish HaRav. And the Reish HaRav, just for the record, is Rabbi Lewin's grandfather. Rabbi Lewin's grandfather, who was killed in the war in 1941 in Lemberg. He says like this. The fight that the king and queen were having was a lundisha fight. The what we discussed last week. Last week's share was that even though the Torah says the word kvasim before izim, the question was the Torah being specific in the order of kvasim ibizim, or the Torah understood it can't write simultaneously, so it just listed them, but it's not lav dafka that they're in preferable order. You can do whatever you want, the Torah has to list two of them, or they're equal order. And that was the fight the king and queen were having. The king and the queen were fighting over Karban Pesach, the share we gave last week. What is more valuable for a Karban Pesach? And now, because it's more valuable for a Karban Pesach, they decided we're going to call in the Kohen Gadol. It's not a taste fight. Taste fight, you go to the market. And price fight, you go to the market. Maybe a health situation, you go to the doctors. But here is a fight of a Karban Pesach. That's the first part of what he says. But then he wants to say, I think he says it's a Dover Nechmad Moed. I think he says that. It's a very sweet thing. This will go to Gemara number two. We're going to have to go a little around the Gemaras. So this Gemara number two is going to be on in Pesachim, Peches Amid Beis. The Mishnah Peches Amid Beis. As we spoke also last week, I think about it. There's a concept when it comes to the Karban Pesach that one must be registered on the Karban Pesach. So it becomes a big kasha by the Haggadah. We might have spoken about this last year. When you say, halach man, you invite everybody in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there was no such thing as inviting people in for a Karban Pesach. You can write them for something else. In order to eat from the Karban Pesach, one of the requirements is you have to be registered on the Karban Pesach. Registration ends 10 seconds, 5 seconds, 1 second before the Shechita occurs. So you can register a week before. You could be rotating people in and out because you want to have the whole behemoth eaten. We said that last week also. There's a very big Indian not to leave over anything of any carbon, but even a Karban Pesach as well. So you get the people in, you start analyzing who's going to eat how much food is in this animal, and you figure it out. Now, and you must be registered. If you're not registered, then nothing counts. It doesn't work. Can you register more than one carbon? What happens if a guy is registered on two carbons? Also, what happens if a guy was registered on, that says this, it tells the guy after a while, it says Avdoi, not to slaughter. He tells him, say, v'shachar lai Pesach. Go slaughter for me a Pesach offering. But he did not say what type of animal he wants. He said, go slaughter me an animal. And what did the person do? Shachar gedi, the Mishnah. Okay. If he went and he shechted a gedi, we have always two options in front of us. We have a shepsala or a gedi. So he told, a guy told this thing, go shecht me a carbon pesach, register me and shecht me on the carbon pesach. So the guy said, shechted a gedi, what happens? Good. shechted tleah. Let's say the guy would have shechted a tleah. Good also. What about if he shechted two? He didn't know what the guy wanted. He's part of this debate. Do we want? What do we want for Karban Pesach? The guy said, go shechted Karban Pesach. I don't know why I should register him on a gedi or on a what do you call it? So he did both. There's no such thing. You can't eat from both. What do you do is, shechted yoichel min arishim. He only gets to eat from the first one slaughtered, which means, sugya brera we're not going into, but at one point in time he wasn't sure what he's doing. When the first knife hits the first animal, you're on that carbon. So it doesn't make a difference what you wanted at this point in time. You said go shecht. You were vague. You said go shecht. So now your messenger service could decide what they want. So your messenger service, whatever they decide works. If they decided both because they weren't sure, they said, I don't know what this guy wants, we'll do both of them. They can't have do both of them. First one slaughtered in goes. There might be other people registered on that carbon. So we're not going into all of that. Yes. Now what happens is a typical case in Mishnah. Shachach. Let's say the guy forgot. It means the first case in Mishnah, the guy who sent him didn't say anything. He was vague himself. Let's say he said something. He said specifically do one of them, but the guy forgot. What do you do in this case? Ketzad, what do you do? So you shachat tleah v'gdi. He slaughters both. But he's, remember, now it's only going to work for one. So he said, I don't know what the guy said. I don't know if he said A or B. So slaughter A and B and make the tanah in your head. You have to say it out loud. He should make a tanah and said, if the guy wanted the gedi, Amali Rebbe, my Rebbe said he wants that one. Gedi shalai, he gets a gedi. If it's lichali, I'm getting the next one. Which means the Eved's going to land out owning a carbon on his own right now because he forgot something. And reverse, but im tleah, Amali Rebbe, hatleah shalai. So we have a case, which Gemara is going to talk about Arichas in a second. If a simple halacha, you only can be registered on one animal, and here the Gemara says you don't know what animal it is, you do that. Now the Gemara is a kasha. Gemara says on the first case of the Mishnah, what the Mishnah said? The first says, if the guy didn't say anything, he has no specific taste, he doesn't care what it is, so the slave goes and checks one, it works. Is that a chiddush? Gemara says, pshita, obviously. You don't specify, you're relying on him, you're telling this guy, you're my agent, go check one, it works, pshita. Gemara says, pshita. Means even though every year we discuss at the end of last week's year that on Gimel Amid Beis, the Taisa said that normally in the Beis Hamikdash did a Tleah. The end of the shiur went through it a little quickly. Why? Rav Yehuda ben Maaseiah told the person go eat from the tail, and they said the tail goes on to the Mizbeach. So how are you going to catch this guy? How are you going to catch a guy with a tail? So he said then, Taisa said a bomb kasha. He said, wait a second, that's not true. Because the tail of Gedi doesn't go on the Mizbeach, the tail of Gedi is eaten. So the guy should have showed it to the Beis Hamikdash with a Gedi. This guy came into Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah and was mocking the Jews. I go up to the Shulayim and I eat from the Karban Pesach. And you have an halacha, you're not allowed to feed me. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah didn't know what to do. What are you going to do with this guy? How do I take care of this? Oh, I told him, yeah, they chapped who you were. So they didn't chop you. I'll tell you now they didn't chop you. You didn't eat from the tail. Guy says, oh, maybe the Jews chopped me. Who knows what the Jews are doing? They control the banks. They could control that for sure. So he goes up to Shulayim and he says, I want from the tail. No, the tail goes on his back. The guy said, tail goes on his back. Can't be. Don't fool me. They told him, well, why would you think not that way? Like, well, you don't know. Yeah, everyone knows the tail goes on his back. He says, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah told me to do it. There's a story in the words. He said, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah, he's not making that mistake. They did a bedika. They found there's a guy. They killed him. So the question Tosfos is asking, wait a second. If they only slaughtered a tleah, it makes sense. The tail of the tleah goes on his back. But it's not true. You can say the gedi. And the tail of gedi is eaten by the people. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah meant to do the gedi. Had they chop him? Had the kahanim chop the guy was a faker? The kahanim should have said, oh, he wanted a gedi. So the Tosis is over there, give him a base. Tosis over there says, because they always bought a tli. So because they always did a tli, then Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah would know that as well. But here we're going back to here. So let's say a guy's ruggled to one. One guy always uses it. He likes a tli always. He tells his slave vague terminology. By the way, go get me a, register me on a carbon, take care of me. And the guy normally goes on a tli, but he went on a gdi. So maybe you would think, wait a second, when he said the words, register me on a carbon, Pesach, what did the guy mean? He meant the regular system. You go to the regular system. You change the animal, maybe it's no good. The Mishnah is telling you that's the chiddush. So again, the Mishnah is a simple case. The guy was vague. It works. I said, of course it works. No, he's used to the other thing. Next, we're back to Pesach and Pesach. Now you're Yoichim and Arishim. But we have a Kasha. We made fun of him a second ago. Now I got to praise him. It's real hard. What's his Kasha? What do you mean Yoichim and Arishim? But we know about Tanya, we learn in Gemara. Ain nim nan al shape, soch and kechad. There's no such thing as being on two. You can't be registered on two. But he's registered on two, eat the first. We don't believe in that. You have to be registered on one. Mars Kasha, Bechas and Beit. Vesanya, the Gemara is proving it. Ain nim nan al shape, soch and kechad. And here goes a story. Umaisa seems a story. Bebelach Malka, the king and the queen. Trouble of them, they said to the servants. The king and the queen said to the servants, say, Veshachar Alaynus Pesach. We're going to prove you can't be in both. Go slaughter for us a Pesach. But what the servants do? Veyatza Veshachtu. They didn't know what the king and queen wanted. So they went and shachted Shnei Pesachim. Look at the Rashi on the side, on the wide lines of the Rashi, of the wide lines of Gemara, right over to the side, Shnei Pesachim. Interesting Rashi. What does Rashi say? Divatle. Divatle. Rashi said the servants weren't sure what to do. They did both options available. Right? Bo Vishal Svelte came and asked the king, by the way, what'd you want? Amalehem, I don't really know what I wanted. I don't have an opinion. You know what my opinion is? Go ask my wife. Mama should open Gemara, like a joke. L'chu Vishal Svelte, go ask my wife. What do we do now? Because they shechted both. What do we want? What do we do first, second? What are we doing here? So, okay, what are they going to do? They go to the queen. Bo Vishal Svelte, they went to the queen. Amalehem, she said, what do we do? L'chu Vishal Svelte, Gamaliel. That's Gamaliel. I don't know the halacha. Bo Vishal Svelte, went to Gamaliel. Amalehem, a king and queen, Yoich Menarishan. The king and queen could do anything, which means, Anan, the rest of us, Yoich Menarishan, Menarishan. So the chiddush of this Gemara is that it comes out now that a king and queen can potentially be on both, and whatever goes first works. Everyone else cannot be on both, and therefore they'd be messed up. Why a king and queen? Rashi says that a king and queen have so much food, they're not thinking anything. They don't have any mindset because any food they want is available. So whatever you use for this carbon basic, I have it. My table has every type of meat. I have a meat platter. Doesn't make a difference what it is. A regular person doesn't have a meat platter. You got to decide one. That's an open Gemara again to teach you that you can't be on two types of carbonas, but a king and queen. So Rabbi Lewin's grandfather, the Reish Rav, says, "Oh, I have a good idea. That's since we said before." That the fight on Nun Zion, second to the last line, when it says when they wanted to kill this person, second to last line says, Omri Malko Malkasa, king and queen. What's the lesson over here? And the end of the thin line? Umaisa Bemelech Malka. Same words, king and queen. Now, of course, king and queen's big words. He says, I want to tell you, king, queen. It's the same people. It's the same story. What happened was, the king and queen were having a fight relevant to the Karban Pesach. What is the better deal for the Karban Pesach? So they came to the slaves and they said, we want Karban Pesach. So the slaves, and then they had this, they watched, the slaves are watching the situation. When the king and queen are fighting, you know what your job is? Avoid being there. That's your real job. Avoid being there. So they avoid being there, and then they hear the rumors. You know what they heard? They heard this guy screaming like a lunatic when they cut his hand off. Then they waited a couple minutes, and what else they heard? They screamed again like a lunatic, they cut his other hand off. And you know what they think to themselves? Okay, this is not a good idea. You know what we're gonna do? It's called protect ourselves. We're gonna call the voucher 17th page. We're gonna do both. That's what happened. We're gonna do both. So they went and they shechted one and one. David left. They shechted one and one. Why? They don't want to do it here. We're not taking a chance here. Because the fight between the king and the queen was over what's valuable for a Karban Pesach. So since it was about the Karban Pesach, that was the fight about, the slaves decided we gotta be careful about this. That was the Reish Rav's tremendous chop to put them together, to make it that what? That the original fight wasn't some a taste fight. That sounds babyish. And the Gemara is quoting it, it must be more serious. And he says over here, it's a vague terminology. Very good idea. Let's put the king and queen, fighting over the Karban Pesach, and fighting over the Pesach of last week's parasha. But he's not finished yet. Here's a problem. This gets better and better. Because what does it say? Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. We're back to Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. Rashi adds on. We were doing Rashi on Peches a minute ago. Now we're doing Rashi on Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. What does Rashi say in Nun Zayin Amud Aleph? On the bottom. Malka Umalchasa. Malcha what? Rashi last line, Beis Chashmonai. So that would make sense, Beis Chashmonai. Chashmonaim lived when? In the middle end of the second Beis HaMikdash. And Yanai was an enikel of the Chashmonaim. He was a Chashmonai, technically. He was a Chashmonai. So they want to say right away, oh, Chashmonai, that makes sense. But the Reish Rav says, I got a problem with that. In Croesus, the Gemara says the word Yanai. Says the word Nana. Over here, it doesn't say who it is. It says Chashmonaim. So he says, I got a problem with this. Why? Because who's the story, if I want to say, I, meaning Reish Rav, want to compare the Gemara and Nun Zayin to the Gemara and Peches, let's figure who these people are. We got a detail. You know what the detail is? Who they went to clarify the case. They went to who? Rabbi Gamaliel. Bo Vishal Rabbi Gamaliel. When did Rabbi Gamaliel live? Rabbi Gamaliel lived at the end of the second base of Middash. So the Reish Rav says, I got a problem right now. I love my idea. Dova Nechman, I think he calls it. I love the idea of putting together. But the two Gemaras stem together beautifully. But my problem is that it can't be Chashmonaim. The words Chashmonaim don't fit Rav Gamaliel. So if you want to separate the, you could separate Peches and Nun Zayin. So he says, I got a problem. How am I going to do Rav Gamaliel and Beis Chashmonaim? Very simple question. How does Rashi say the Malka Malkasa of Beis Chashmonaim if they're talking to Rav Gamaliel? Doesn't make sense. If Rav Gamaliel is the case from the other Gemara. That's the Reish Rav's Kasha. So he wants to answer that it's either going to be Agrippus or Ahardus, and they are considered to be based Kashmonai. They're just later on. They're much generation, and they live in the time of Rav Gamaliel. To the third place. Let's go, as they say, around the globe. Kuf Zion Amud Beis. Here's a case. 8 lines from the top. Tanan Hainu Rabuse. We have a person's name right here, named Agrippus. So go to the Rashbam. The Rashbam is on the middle lines of the Rashbam. The Rashbam is the bottom left half of the page. And the middle lines of the Rashbam, in the dark line, says Agrippus HaMelech. Toward the end of the line. Who is Agrippus HaMelech? Rashbam tells us, Melech Kosher Haya. He was a kosher king. Mimalchei Chashmonai. He was Mimalchei Chashmonai. So you now have Agrippus being referred to as Melech Chashmonai. You see that little star there? What's that little, unless you have a Dalet. So it depends which Gemara you're holding. But you should have a little star there or a little Dalet in the Agrippus HaMelech Rashi. Actually, you don't have to do it on the side. Go to Tysus. Tysus, Afilo, Agrippus HaMelech. Pirish Rashbam. Tysus on the same page. Melech Kasha Umibnei Chashmonaihu. Vloidok, he has a different reason why. Why can't be Ibnei Chashmonai? So what you could do is, Reish Rav says this, just like in the Rashbam you see on the side of the page, people are changing, even though it says the word Ibnei Chashmonai, it doesn't mean Ibnei Chashmonai, it means Melech Hordis. So someone has enough guts to say, you know what, Rashbam has a typo. So Reish Rav says, okay, I'll do the same thing on Rashi. I'm going to do the same typo on Rashi. It's the same exact words. So the Reish Rav wants to say that when you go back to the Rashi on Zayin Amar Aleph, and the Rashi on Zayin Amar Aleph says, Melech, Malche beis chashmonoi, same exact words, just like over here, right? Mi malche chashmonoi, I changed the word to malche chashmonoi to mean who the son of Kippur is later on. Therefore, the Reish Rav says, on his own, I want to compare the two cases back to each other. I want to say the fight was over on Karban Pesach. What's going to be a better Karban Pesach? I want to say that they knocked out the Koyer Gadol, they chopped his arms off. So the Avodim Chapat's going on. They did both, and this all the time, not of the what called the Chashmonoim time, the Chashmonoim descendants, and Rabbi Gamliel lived at that time. That's what he wants to say. So Amsofer, without saying any of this, predates the Reish Rav. Amsofer is different kasha. He says, why does it say in the Gemara in Krisis, and over here, that what? Mi Malchus Beis Chashmonoi. And or Yanei HaMelech. You know what Yanei HaMelech wore? The Gemara in Kedushin, we don't have it in front of us. The Gemara in Kedushin has a fascinating story. And we spoke about it on the third night Shum already. That what happened with the Beis Chashmonoim, the kings? They all got wiped out. Why was the Beis Chashmonoim wiped out? Because they were allowed to potentially be Koyahan Gedolim, because they come from the tribe of Levi, the Chashmonoim B'nei Levi, but they had no right to be the kings. So because the Ramban al-Tarim, he says, oh, they took two jobs, two hats, you're out. But they were what? The first part of the story was, they were the Kahan of Gedolim. So he has a kasha. Sam Soif has his kasha. How could you say Yanei HaMelech is what? Calling in this Yisachar person. He was a Kohen Gadol himself. To Chassam Soif on his own, no Reish Rav, says, no, it's a mistake. There's multiple Yanais. He doesn't exactly say that, but that's how it comes out. It's faces Rosh. Lech HaShleimah in Maisa Sheni, Perakei, the end of Perakei. That says that there were two kings named Yanai. You know, they repeat names, though, like Paroi, that's a title more. They repeat names. The Chassam Seif on his own, that Reish Rav says that, by the way, when it says Yanai, it's not the famous Yanai from the Chashmonoim, because the famous Yanai of the Chashmonoim was also a Kohen Gadol. It's a descendant of his that was not also the Kohen Gadol who had the story with Rabbi Yisachar. Now, according to what we could say, even better. Maybe that second Yanai also wanted to become Kohen Gadol, or the first one, either way. And you know how you do it when you have a guy as a Kohen Gadol? You move him out of the way. Now you move him out of the way, you call him in and tell him the king and the queen are having a fight. Which side do you choose? And Rashi, who was at Zion base, tells us that, by the way, you made a mistake, Shalema Kamaisi. So it is a big question right now. How do you read these words? When he called in the Kohen Gadol, was it expecting an honest response or not? The Reish Rav says, Avadi, yes. The Reish Rav says, can't say it. I want to disagree with Rashi. He says, like a Bederach cover that I just said it right now. Bederach Hanav cover. He wants this to be Rashi. Because Rashi says, by the way, this Rashi I'm reading in Psachim in front of us does not say in Rashi in Krisis. Saying Gemara in Krisis, Rashi, leave this out. What did the person do wrong to get his hand chopped off? So last week when we were reading from Masechta Krisis, we were focusing on the fact that he did a Machtavek with the Henta. He waved his hand. That, look, if you have the Rashi in front of you, and then Zayin Abay is on top again. We say second line, Loidai Shaloi Omar Kemoisi. Ella, a second problem, which means according to the Rashi in Psachim and Zion Beis, the man's mistake was he disagreed. Wait a second. What was that? What does that mean? You have to agree to the king or you have to agree to the queen? What is that? So there's a question. Was he machin avek the ganzazach? Was it a setup? So the Reish Rav says, no. And he explains that it had to be, you have to expect honesty when it comes, and it must be just a wave of the hand. But according to what we want to say, potentially to say, Tairili Yanai Melech, the Gemara in Kedushin Samach Vav has a whole story. I should have taken it out. When Yanai came back, he captured 60 cities and he came back and he had a fight with the people. And there was a bad person then. He said, listen, don't deal with it. Put on the tzitz. That's the lesson in the Gemara. Put on the tzitz, become a Kohen Gadol. Which means at one point in time, Yanai HaMelech was Yanai HaMelech only. Later on, in the Gemara Kedushin, he became a Kohen Gadol as well. So you could say that really Yanai HaMelech, to answer the Chassam Sofer, not answer the Reish Rav. Chassam Sofer says, wait a second, why is Yanai HaMelech, if it's the famous Yanai HaMelech? Chassam Sofer says the famous Yanai HaMelech doesn't make sense because he was Kohen Gadol. So he says, no, it must be a later Yanai HaMelech. Like the Reish Rav reached that conclusion as well. But that his cash is not so good. You could tell the Chassam Sofer, wait a second, at one point Yanai HaMelech wasn't also a Kohen Gadol. There's an open word that says that. And you could say better that the stories tie in and said, yeah, he wanted to get rid of the guy. He wanted to get rid of the guy because there is a Kohen Gadol. How do you do it? You call him in. You set it up like Rashi was saying that you disagree with the king, or disagree with the queen, it's gonna be the same punishment. And therefore, I'm bouncing this guy out. Now you look around town and say, oh, by the way, there's no Kohen Gadol. What are you doing? Oh, yeah, I'll wear the second hat. I'm good for that. So, what are we answering with all these questions here? We're answering that, first of all, potentially the fight between the king and the queen was not a fight about taste. That's a babyish fight. Can't be a fight about taste. We are also answering. The reason why our Gemara is quoting it is a very serious event going on here. It's discussing our Shaila from last week, which we only did part of it. When the Torah says the Psukim, when the Torah writes A and B, is it A and then B? Or it's A and or B, right? How do you read A and B? When the Torah lists, do carbon A or carbon B? Not carbon A. Animal A or animal B. What does it mean? and it works it together. And the same thing as well it gets is we figure out how we're going to fit into Rabbi Gamliel being the leader of Klai Yisrael at the time, even though Rashi seems to say Melech Beis Chashmonai, because we have a Rashbam that says Melech Beis Chashmonai doesn't mean it literally. So we take the Rashbam, we take the Rashi, we erase, we change the gears on both of them. David, what's your question? In the second-